Hello, Audio Boom, it's Paul Hopkins. Just like to come in a little more part two, if you will, of my, if it's uploaded, that is, I haven't checked, but yeah, my yabber about Audio Boo's new sign-in and created account policy. Yeah, I've been listening to a bit more of what people have been thinking, and everyone agrees, but yeah, don't think it'll make any difference. But I did a wider straw poll today. I asked all of my team, so these are not visually impaired people, these are sighted people, because that possibly makes a difference, because I think it's easy, frankly, to ignore the conversation and the, towards this newest of the Audio Boom kind of decisions. I think it's easy to ignore them if it's like just one part of the community or someone within the community complaining about it. So I did a little straw poll and I said to her, I wish I'd recorded it actually, but I didn't, and I said that I wouldn't because they're not really, you know, wanting to be on or on audio, and that'll become what clear as to why in a minute, but or part of their reasoning. But yeah, they basically all to a woman or to a man. Both said absolutely not. They would not sign up, and they do not sign up to such things as YouTube. The one of them said that they wouldn't sign into YouTube even if they had an account. And I wasn't clear if they got one or not, but said most they don't sign in. Twitter, well, yes, you know, in order to do things with Twitter, they accept that, you know, you have to be signed in for that, but they could still browse Twitter if they wanted to. But YouTube was the biggest one that they gave an example of. Many of them, they said that they'd go for guest account if they were buying something and the site wanted them to sign up. They would say no, and they'd create a guest account and they'd just get a payment process that way. And they said absolutely not. They would not sign up to Audio Boom under any circumstances just to hear content. And I said, and they said, sorry, but the content just isn't that good. And they weren't so much talking about, I mean, because they apologised because they said, well, we're not trying to offend you because, you know, they've listened to my stuff before. But what they said was they're not going to sign up to a service where the content is so random and just isn't what they would want to listen to. They said that they could get podcasts, they could do it in many, many other ways, but absolute refusal to sign up under this new process. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 people in my team, which I think are pretty representative. Two of the team are kind of in and towards their 50s. Well, I'm towards my 50s, I suppose. I'm 47. One of the guys is about 30 odd, and one of the girls is in her early 20s. I'm just trying to anonymize this as much as possible. And so I think that's a pretty good age range of people through sort of 30 odd years of life there represented from 20 to sort of 50, and none of them would sign up to Audio Boom in this regard, and they said that they have even less desire to interact with the thing now, and they basically also said that you know, if they share content, they would expect it to be able to be seen, and that it's still, although it doesn't it's harder to track it, as has already been said, you could have cookies if you agree with this site, we use cookies, blah de blah. And that's it. So a cookie can track your usage of the site as a guest or as someone who logs in. So there you have it, Audio Boom. I don't expect anything from you because that's just the way it seems to be. But that's the way. And you've, I think, listened to whatever the one or two of the corporates have said. But it's a crap model, frankly. The other thing I want to say is that I definitely won't be sharing any more Audio Boom content. If you could check my account, or if you wish to, you would see that I share a hell of a lot of your content and have done since the new iteration of the Audio Boom app. I have lost count of the amount of things I've shared, but I share stuff from Capital Radio, I share LBC, I share stuff from all kinds of stuff, stuff from Radio 4, all sorts of stuff from the BBC, obviously user content as well, but definitely partnered content. I've shared a lot of partner content. And sort of said, oh yeah, listen to this, you know, and a lot, there's something I want to share at the moment about the plight of people in Gaza with the you know, the very difficult situation with the you know, the ceasefire that isn't really holding very well since last summer. But I won't share it. There is no point, and I am not going to go in and put MP3 at the end of a thing just to do your job for you. Tough. It's absolutely, you know, it's a joke, really. This will be the probably last time I rant about it, unless you do something else that's a bit crackers. But I'm not sharing stuff because I know that people won't listen to it now. And, you know, what's worse for us account holders now is that we can't even access our own. You can't even access your own account. Unless you're logged in, you can't interact with your own account. Other people can't interact with your own account. They have to sign up. It's a barrier. It's some kind of weird message. I think, you know, it's the challenge here is, why don't you just come out and say what you want to do and just get on with it? And then we can all decide what we are going to do. So, you know, what is your ultimate goal? Let us know. Do you want the community around or don't you? You know, if user content is no longer something that you want to be involved in, then just refund everybody and we can all say our goodbyes. It's absolutely fine if that's what's going on here. It's fine, for example, to say that, you know, you need to look for any changes in terms and conditions, but terms and conditions don't really tell you what the business plan is, you know, what or anything about what the future holds. It's just a very formal vehicle of telling you how what the conditions are for interacting with the service. I have read terms and conditions recently, by the way, so and there isn't really much about all this signing in. Most companies do post and say, you know, terms and conditions have changed. Google Plus does, Facebook does, Twitter does. So, you know, many others do, banks do. And it's courteous, to be quite honest. But there you go. You know, it's your business model. It's your business. You're not obliged to listen to me. You know, and I think that's about it. I think I've come to an end with this commentary for now. As I said, I don't think I need to say a lot more. And unfortunately, I think the only people that would agree and listen and understand and want things to change really would be the people like me that are affected by this pretty silly decision, really. It's a gamble, really. You've taken a gamble, a massive gamble, because whilst you're hoping that people will continue to sign up and it will prove what you can't prove or couldn't prove or found it difficult to prove, you could show a corporate, oh yes, you've had this many plays of your boo, but you couldn't show them who that was played by, and you certainly couldn't give a pathway to some kind of monetization, which is what the ultimate goal is for those companies, I guess. But there you go. For now, I think I will reintroduce my podcast. I won't aim to be listening to audio booms, as in the radio type content. I'm going to go back to the way I was doing it before, and only listen to that. So my Archers and all the other podcasts that I was programs that I was taking from Audio Boom, I will now go back to my podcatching software. iCatcher is pretty good, but there are many others. Apple's podcasting app is good, and there are others. I can't think of any more, but you know, to be honest, it's getting to the point where there isn't that much structure left in terms of the personal blogger, and generating users' interest by creating barriers such as this big red sign in or sign up button is not very conducive to what I wanted to do. I've been podcasting for 10 years and I think this is about the most stupid it's ever been, to be honest. And it's a shame because it's a great infrastructure. I'm not throwing in the towel just yet, quite, but I don't frankly trust that other things are not round the corner, which is why I'm asking, really. It would be nice to know one way or the other what the actual long-term goal or medium-term goal is, to be quite honest. Anyway, nobody really is bothered in boom towers, I don't think. I don't suppose I'm making many friends by saying this, all of this, but you know what, for now, it is a platform on which I can say it and is my blog, my content. Yeah, fair enough. You know, there's a platform on which I can speak for now, and it is about Audio Boom on Audio Boom. But, you know, I'm not hiding. I would only say this if I was sitting around a table with you, and we would probably have a bit more of a chat. We could have perhaps come to a bit better arrangement, but I think this is folly, there were better ways of doing it. But there you go. Speak to you all soon. Bye bye.